because in the past, this occasion was one at the time our Rebbe would deliver an address or a lecture on Hashgacha for a time this year. Several months ago, we established the Chevra Shas, the Zecher Nishmas HaRabonis Tanya Soloveitchik. And today we are engaging in the third session of this Chevra Shas. Now, I merely note that regarding the bracha of Talmud Torah, we find two texts, one of Nosei HaTorah and one of Hamalamei Torah Li'amo Yisrael. The first conveys the idea of giving something away, and after there is an asina, the Mekabel is completely responsible to continue on with the gift that he received. The giver is no longer related to that which he gave away. This is the Nosei HaTorah. We appreciate the Yotzer that we received, the Torah from Hashem Yisrael. However, there is also a Yotzer which is given to man, with which the Nosei is continually with it, because the Mekabel may not know how to cherish it, to treasure it, and to watch it properly. And Hashem, in giving us the Torah, did not remove himself, but in every door provided for Nevi'im and Chachamim, through whom the Torah is continually being given to us. And in our door we enjoy this good fortune of having the Chacham, who continues to learn with us, continues in behalf of the Nesin, of the Nosei, continues to present to us Torah Hashem. And it is in this spirit that we continue with our Chevra Shas, and we are now prepared for the third year of the Chevra Shas in the Perek Lulav HaKosu.
Well, thank you very much. I thank you very much, Father Robert. Yes. For your introductory remarks, I wish to say that the Chevra Shas has been established at my suggestion. I didn't respond to any request. There was no request. I don't know why they didn't ask me to establish a Chevra Shas, but it was my suggestion. The RCA responded to my suggestion. So I have to thank the RCA for establishing the Chevra Shas and cooperating with me. You'll ask me why I did it. After all, I have so many occasions to teach and to say shurim. I simply sometimes I cannot accommodate the shurim I say. In the yeshiva itself, I teach me three times a week, and usually each year takes about 3 hours. I spend many time in the yeshiva 4 hours in the morning. I come in at 10 o'clock and I leave the yeshiva after 2. That means at least I spend yeshiva 12 hours a week. Then I have shurim in Boston, I have shurim with my members of my family, with my grandson, my son-in-law. I'll tell you why I established the Chevra Shas. Because in my opinion, the RCA, I mean, of course the RCA has many tasks, many, many missions in this world. However, the main task of the RCA, the central obligation of the RCA is to be a movement of Torah. This is most important. Most important. From viewpoint of, from a theological viewpoint, as well as from a practical viewpoint. And to become a movement of Torah, I thought the Chavar Shas would serve as the proper medium for which the various Chavarim of the Arse could express themselves. And somehow, when I began to say the Shia takes just place once a month, but I meant not only that he should be satisfied with the Shia, but individual members should carry on, study the Gemara. If they have questions, send in the questions to the office. I'm ready to answer all questions. I don't answer any letters, you should know. If one writes to me a letter, I don't answer, because I have no time. If I should start answering letters, I mean, I'll have to stop to my Torah studies and Talmud Torah. And whatever any question pertaining to the Shia will be answered by me. I mean, of course, we typed and answered by me. We sent out two shurim, I believe, two shurim. The third shir I prepared 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I don't know why it hasn't been mailed out yet. I cannot answer this question. The third shir, now I already dictated the shir which I'm going to say today. I've already dictated, it's being typed today. Because I consider it very important, very important. And I would like that there should be a movement of Torah be created, and people should engage in a debate in Maaseh Matnei of Torah. I'm ready to offer you as much time as you want for that. Yes, but Chavrusa, but I would like to control this Chavrusa and to supervise. Supervise means if I'll get in writing questions. I have many questions when I started about Gemara. I don't believe that that all kashas are being resolved by you and you have no problems at all. I mean, I'm the only one who doesn't understand, I mean, the shaming or certain aloches, and I have to engage in analysis, and sometimes I don't sleep nights because of kashas in the Gemara. However, that's what I want. My reason is not so much the shir, that what I mean, the goal, the objective is not the shir per se. The shir per se is just a medium, how to stimulate discussion, and how actually to develop, Torah thought and Torah ideas. I'll tell you frankly, we all speak on behalf of Yahadus, but many times I doubt whether what we say actually represents genuine Yahadus. So that's the purpose of the shir, I want to say. And I believe that, how many members of the Chavar Shas we have here, I don't know. I haven't seen them and I couldn't identify them. But we don't need too many members because we have many, many applications. On my part, I told Rabbi Klavan 25 is the minimum I would like to have. Beyond 25, what is it? Tukachevsky, is it? I don't know. This is exactly the purpose of the establishment of Chavar Shas. We would like the Chavar Shas become a reality. Reality will send out the shurim, but this is not enough. It's not the purpose. I did not request the establishment of Chavar Shas in order to have an opportunity to deliver shurim or to send out and write in my shurim. I could do it without the Chavar Shas in order to have a well. I wanted simply to change, the RCA and to transform the RCA into a Torah movement in the full sense of the word. Now the first shiur we delivered dealt with the problem of Hodor, Zekei Levaveo, that Rashi identifies Hodor with Zekei Levaveo. I believe if you saw the shiur. The second shiur also pursuing the concept of Zekei Levaveo, we have tried to analyze the essence of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. And we have actually succeeded, in my opinion, to prove and to show that one aspect of mitzvah Netilas Lulav is Shir Vashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a mechanical act of lifting the Lulav or holding the Lulav, Netilah, but actually Netilah, Midiraisim, Minatere, implies Shir v'shevach l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzvah shishim shomayim chal alev. That's what the second shir. The third shir will deal with the problem of psulei hodor, all the psulim which have been ruled out for Yom Tov Rishon, all the psulim concerning Yom Tov Sheni. When I say Yom Tov Sheni, I mean the balance of the Chagasukas, of the holiday. It means the other 5 days. We have 6 days of Tosulev, the other 5 days. And we have, the shiur will probably mailed out this week. The shiur today deals with a similar problem. but not with the balance of the Chagas Sukkos, the 6 days, but exclusively with the second day of Sukkos. Because the second day of Sukkos is a problem, because it is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyes. Whenever the Gemara says Yom Tov Sheni in Sukkah, the Gemara does not refer to the second day of Sukkos. When the Gemara says Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Rishon signifies the first day, Yom Tov Sheni signifies the balance of the holiday, the 6 following days, the 6 days which follow the Yom Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkos. Actually, in Italy we have not 6 times, but 5 times, because Shabbos is not counted. However, now this is a problem we have discussed. Most Rishonim agree, Chachmei Ashkenaz particularly, agree that Lochem is not necessary the second at Yom Tov Sheni. When I say Yom Tov Sheni, again, I emphasize, the semantics, I mean, is related to the remaining holiday days, remaining 5 days, 6 days. Lochem is certainly not necessary. Choser is kosher Yom Tov Sheni. About Psure Horea, the Chachmei Ashkenaz think, I mean, that they have been ruled out for Yom Tov Sheni, and the Chachmei Sforat are machshirim, say that Psure Horea are kosher for Yom Tov Sheni. But I'm speaking about Yom Tov Sheni, not Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyes. There's a difference between Yom Tov Sheni and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyes. When you say Yom Tov Sheni, means the remainder of the holiday. When you say Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyes, you refer specifically and exclusively to what? Yom Tov Sheni, the second day. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyes constitutes a problem per se. Why is it a problem per se, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyes? Why is it a problem per se? Because, never mind, Yom Tov Sheni in general, I mean, all psulim are kosher. However, Yom Tov Sheni, with regard to Yom Tov Sheni, we should take into consideration another problem. Because it is fake the Yemer. And if it is fake the Yemer, so all psulim, which are valid, all psulim, which are ruled out, excluded, the Yemer Rishon, should apply to Yom Tov Sheni. This is the problem. In the Gemara, the problem is not mentioned. Nor is the problem mentioned in Yerushalmi. When Yerushalmi speaks about Yom Tov Sheni, Yerushalmi has in mind the remainder, the 6 remaining days following that. Who raised it? Very strange. In Rishonim, we don't find the problem, I mean, spelled out until the Ritmo. It is the Rashbo, we call it the Rashbo, but the Rashbo, the Sukkah is actually not genuinely a Rashbo, it is a ritual. It's apocryphally just a Rashbo. Basically, it is a ritual. The ritual quotes Rabbi Sof, and the Rambam has also picked up the problem, and just parenthetically, the Rambam, I mean, expresses his view. Let us start with the Rambam. Rambam perikhes mulcheslulev halochetes. Perikhes mulcheslulev halochetes. כל אלו שאמר שהם פסולים מפני מומים שבערנו, whatever we said is disqualified, because of מומים means פסולי הודו. אין מפני גזל וגנדה, ביום תפרישים בוות. אבל ביום תפשני, אם שור היומים, הכל קושר. You cannot say ביום תפשני, the remainder of the holiday, of Sukkos, it wouldn't have said אם שור היומים. He would have said, "Avul b'yom tov sheni." It's perikhes mechaslulev halochetes. Perikhes mechaslulev halochetes. So when he says b'yom tov sheni im shor hayomim, what does he mean by yom tov sheni? The second day. What do you call? Technically, it's known under yom tov sheni shor goyes. Avul yom tov sheni im shor hayomim hakil kosh. So the Rambam's opinion is clear. I mean, yes. Was spelled out, I mean, in no unmistakable terms, that kol psulei rishon, all psulim rishon, which don't apply, all psulim which don't apply to shor hayomim, to the remaining days, to the rest of the holiday, are kosher yom tov sheni shel goyes. Even though that because of minhag aveinu b'yadeinu, we observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyes because Sophie Krishna.
Sophie Krishna.
What? First of all, it requires clarification. Why didn't the Rambam recommend sharing Yontel Sheni, since Yontel Sheni is identical basically, equated with what? With Rishon. This is number one. But once I remember, I was a child, I mean, father was Rabbi in Chaslavich, town complete with Talmud Chachamim, Chassidim Chabad, and it was customary that every holiday, I mean, the Sholosh Regolim, on the first day after Shul, all the Balabatim, the Talmud Chachamim, used to assemble in the house of the Rav in order to fulfill the obligation of Chai Rodom Lahagut Merabe Regel, and the Rav used to simply recite some Divrei Tevah Teret. So once I still remember, I've never spoken with my father about it, I mean, but I still remember the child. But father, I mean, when they came, father asked, why does the Rambam say, Avo beyontef sheni im shor ayom im hakel kosher? It's a funny expression. He should have said, Beyim rishon belvad, Avo miyim sheni vohelech hakel kosher. And he would have taken care of both problems. First of all, the psule hoder aksherim during the following days, shayamim. And secondly, that yom tov sheni is identical with shayamim. The Rambam says, "Ubi yom tov sheni im shayamim hakokasha." It's a funny expression. Im shayam. See, avol meyim sheni vehele. The Hebrew would be much smoother. Avol meyim sheni vehele. That Ram did not say Yemsheni v'holo. He still discriminated somehow between the Yemsheni and Shara Yomim, but said, I'll be Yom Tefsheni in Shara Yomim, Hakel Kosher. I remember what father answered at that time. Basically, in Yom Tefsheni, the mitzvah lulav, Yom Sheni Shagolis, I'm speaking now about Yom Sheni Shagolis, the mitzvah lulav is a dual one. There's a double aspect of the mitzvah lulav and Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. One aspect is Yom Tov Sheni is equated with Yom Tov Rishon, Sfeika D'Yemei. So we are obligated to take the lulav Yom Tov Sheni for a simple reason. For what reason?
Maybe
Rishon. So which mitzvah is incumbent upon us, Yom Tov Sheni? Which mitzvah?
Yes.
Second, now let us see. Could be, you say. No, I would say not could be. He said no Yom Tov Sheni. I'll tell you why. If, for instance, and Shmina Atzeres, do you take lulav? No. So it means Takones Rabbi Yechonen Zakai somehow is not associated with Sfeika D'Yemei. You conclude the Takones Rabbi Yechonen Zakai Kol Shivo on the seventh day of Chag, on the Shenerab. It means the Takone of Sfeika D'Yemei, for some reason, I don't care now what the reason was, what prompted them. They have introduced Sfeika D'Yemei for Sukkot. For Sukkot they have introduced Sfeika D'Yemei. Certainly. You see, it's not Tzeres and Sukkot. Chassidim don't see it. It's not my fault. But the Gemara says, Meisav Yasmin and Bruche Lebevachir. If there is Sfeika D'Yemei for Sukkot, there is no Sfeika D'Yemei for Sukkot. The Shinim already explained, because the Rabbanon, Sfeika D'Rabbanon. I don't care about it. Tilful Mukze. The Shinim explained the reason. But I'm not interested with the reason why Sfeika D'Yemei was not introduced with regard to Lulav. I am just now interested in the fact there is no Sfeika D'Yemei. So when is the seventh day as far as Lulav is concerned? In Shana Rabbe. So if this is the case, when is the first day of Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh Estakone? The second day, the first day of Holkachem. The second day of Sukkot. The second day of Sukkot is certainly the second day. The first day of Sukkot is already the second day. It means he certainly included Rabbi Yechonen Mezakeh Estakone. Because if you'll say the second day is Sofek Rishon, Sofek Sheni, it's not possible that the second day is the first day. So it means This is related to Ulkache. When does Rabbi Yechem Bezakeh Estakone begin? The first day Chalamev.
That's
right.
The second.
So then, what should have been taken? Taken on Shmini Atzeres. I mean, you'd query, when does Rabbi Yechem Bezakeh Estakone begin? The second day, or the third day? Because if the Yom Rishon is genuine, so it begins the second day. Then the end, the conclusion of Rabbi Yechem Bezakeh Estakone, and Shele Rabbe. If Yom Rishon is not a genuine Yom Rishon, is not genuine, the Yom Rishon coincides with the second, so then the seventh day should be Shmini Atzeres. However, Shmini Atzeres, there is no left. Consequently, Shmini Atzeres, no left. Consequently, what does it show?
The first day,
as far as Rabbi Yechon and Mezakeh Estakone, there is no Sfeikei Yemei. There is no Sfeikei Yemei at the conclusion of the Chag, of the holiday. And if there is no Sfeikei Yemei at the conclusion of the Chag, there cannot be a Sfeikei Yemei at the beginning of the Chag. So it means the first day, I take the first day as the genuine Yom Rishon. The second day, the beginning of Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh Estakone. So it means that I am, as far as Ulkachtem is concerned, please listen carefully. As far as Ulkachtem is concerned, is the Chiyuv Lulev on the second day, Mishum Sofek, either Rishon or Sheni, correct? As far as the Rusmachtem is concerned, of course, with Rabbonon, with Smachtem, with Raise, is limited to, confined to Midrash. But the Rabbi Hamizach is Takone extended Usmachtem to the entire world, to all places, the entire globe. The Smachtem, I call Rabbi Hamizach is Takone Usmachtem. The Resmachtem certainly commences when? On the second day. So he certainly Yetze the mitzvah of Usmachtem the second day. There is no suffix about Usmachtem. You see, and here is the difference between Zman Hazeh and Zman Oriya. In Zman Oriya, they used to take the Lulev and Shmini Atzeres. Because in Zman Oriya, they were confronted with the real suffix. In Zman Oriya, they actually didn't know when is the first day of Sukkot. Whether Shchedesh Elul was a Moloy or Shchedesh Elul was a Choser. Shchedesh Elul was a Choser, the first day of Sukkot, for instance, on the Shabbos. If the Chesed was a Mole, the first day of Sukkot is Sunday. It's Sunday. So they get it. They had the double count. They counted the seventh from the first day. They counted the seventh from the second day. And Shmini Atzeres was observed as both, as the last day of Sukkot and as Shmini Atzeres. So then if there was a suffix that was real, genuine, there was simply ignorance on their part because they didn't know the clear the Yalche, what we call. So they took a lulev. They took a lulev when? On Shmini Atzeres. So then the second day for them was Sofek Usmachtem, Sofek Ulkachtem. Please listen carefully. Sofek Usmachtem, Sofek Ulkachtem. If it is the first day, it's Ulkachtem. If it is Midraise, if the second day is actually happens to be the first day of Yom Tov, if the first day of Yom Tov, the previous day, the day before, was the genuine Yom Rishon, so so now is the mitzvah midrabon usmachter. So this is bizman aviyah, bizman acherish. We know the kviyas deyach, but the sofeit had been imposed upon us. Somehow they didn't impose the sofeit upon the takones Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh. So Shmini Atzeres is completely eliminated from the count of the 7 days. So which one is the last day? Shana Rabbe. So is the last day Shana Rabbe? So the first day of Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh is count.
The second day of Sukkot.
So what do you get? That if I take a lulev the second day of Sukkot, even now, what do I achieve by the lulev? Two objectives. One objective, one mitzvah, the perasafek I achieve. The second mitzvah, I certainly do achieve. Avada. Which mitzvah I achieve the perasafek? The kachtem. The smachtem is avada. Because if the smachtem was the perasafek, it had been the perasafek, So then they would have introduced new Ashminatza. So that's what the Rambam says, that on the second day of Sukkot, you may take psulim. Of course, as far as the Lukachtem is concerned, his apostle is disqualified for that. Because if it's actually in Rishon or mit Rabbonin we still practice the same suffix as Avesenu, our ancestors, did practice, I mean, Bisman Uriye. So if mit Rabbonin is psulim, should psulim are worthless, not worthless. I mean, as the Lukachtem is worthless. However, the Musmachtem I certainly fulfill. And since with regard to Musmachtem, no apostle is applicable, Psulim are just as good as Ksherim. So that's why the Rambam says, Aber beyom tefsheni im sharayomim. What does it mean, beyom tefsheni im sharayomim? The Lukachtem, as far as the Lukachtem is concerned, Psulim are no good. But as far as the Yom Tevsheni is a part, as the first day of the Shara Yomim, is psulim are all right, and I can say a broche. Because the kiyum usmachtem on the second day is not the teras safek, but the teras vada. It's a certainty. It's not in doubt. So that's why the Rambam says, avu the Yom Tevsheni im Shara Yomim. It means Yom Tevsheni, I fulfill the kiyum of what? Of Shara Yomim. Hakil Kosher. That's what I'm saying. No doubt that
this is. Didn't the Rambam point out that we failed to be Mechaim del Kachem?
I'll come to it. So, I remember Father pursued and said that even though the Rambam said that Yom Tevsheni, Shara Yom Hakil Kosher, you may even pronounce the prophet, because there is a one kiyum is I'm assured of one kiyum. Of which kiyum am I assured? Usmachtem. However, it is incumbent upon me or upon anybody to look out to get a lulav kosher Yom Tevsheni, because the Lukachtem is also involved. And if I have a kosher, I attain two kiyum. One kiyum will kachtem b'teras sofek, and the rest machtem b'teras vada. However, if the lulav is possible, is the kiyum will kachtem, is gone, is gone, the rest machtem b'teras vada. That's what. As a matter of fact, you know, when I used to be, the Gemara says, likne inesh, lulove b'yimekame lekotten, you cannot give a lulav to a mekamel cotton, because a cotton can acquire, can, as a position, but cannot give away. With a mikne kone, a knuy le makne, you know, be a mekamel. My father, of course, I mean, now everybody has necessary. I buy a sling for my children, it's no problem. Was, I mean, when I was a child, I sling was very precious, so it was very hard to get. So my father never gave me the lulav the first day. I used to hold the lulav, but not lochem, without aknoy. He used to give me the lulav the second day after he fulfilled the mitzvah's lulav. Why? Because if that's, as far as the rusmachtim is concerned, you don't need lochem the second day. But in so far, the kachtim is concerned, you need lochem for the second day as well. So once he, if he had given away the lulav to me, I mean, the first day, he could never get it back. This was my father's plan. As a matter of fact, however, I am not satisfied with the pshat. There is no doubt that the Rambam says that Yom Tevsheni is kosher. Psulim are kosher Yom Tevsheni, not from the viewpoint of Lukachtem, but excluded from Yom Tevsheni. That's why the Rambam says, "Be Yom Tevsheni im Shara Yomim." This is what Shara Yomim means, as a part of the Shara Yomim unit, not as a representative of Yom Tevsheni. There's no doubt about it. But the father added that the Rambam said that the Be'eved, it's good, and I can say a broche over it. I can pronounce a broche. But lechatchile it is necessary lechatchile to get a lulav kosher, because the another mitzvah is involved, ulkachta. The Rambam should have said it. He should have said like that, Avoyon Tefshein Im Shara Yomim. Im Shara Yomim, he mainly kosher. Mevorach al apostle or Netilas apostle. He didn't say he mainly kosher. Ram didn't say it. Hakil kosher. In Rambam did. Father was convinced that Ram means Bideret, if I can't get a apostle. However, if I'm capable of that, of getting a apostle, of receiving a apostle, you shouldn't take a kosher because the mitzvah kachten is under a question mark. Yet. But the Ram should have said, whoever knows the Rambam and the Ram style and his precision in expressing himself as far as expression is on, he should have said, Avo b'yon tshinim shor ayomim in mele kosher mevorech al apostle. Neitel as apostle. That would be perfect. The Ram didn't say, he says, hakil kosher. Hakil kosher would mean lechatchile, you don't have to look for a apostle. Yeah. What do you want to ask? It's exactly, but me, Minig Rav Seinu Yireinu, it's a Sofek. It's a Sofek. It's Minig Rav Seinu Yireinu, this is the problem of Minig Rav Seinu Yireinu. So as a matter of fact, once I told my father something else about the Rambam, he didn't say it's wrong, nor did he say it's right. Somehow he listened, he walked away, but I never asked for it. But whoever has a Rambam should open up the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Perek Vov Meches Yom Tov Aloch Yudalek. Perek Vov Meches Yom Tov Aloch Yudalek. Perek Vov Meches Yom Tov Aloch Yudalek. Aloch Yudalek. You know the Gemara that many achotom yiruvit afshirun al tnai. You know the Gemara. What the Gemara say, for instance, forgot to lay a Eruv Tafshilin. In Yontef is Thursday and Friday, so I have a way how to somehow to accomplish what I failed to do in Erev Yontef. How can I achieve the Eruv Tafshilin? I take the Tafshilin and the pass, whatever is necessary, and I say, if today is Yontef and tomorrow is Chayil, I don't need an Eruv Tafshilin. If today is Yom Tov and Friday is Chayil, I don't need a Yom Tov. Chayil Mechim Lishabbos. If the opposite is true, the reverse is true, that today is Yom Tov, today is Chayil, and tomorrow is Yom Tov, I do lay a Yom Tov. I hereby do lay a Yom Tov. And he says, "Badine Ruvei Yishon Lafuk El Ayulem." The same halacha applies also to Truma. To Ter, of course, Truma is forbidden a Yom Tov. Misakin Kele, Mekhomemke, whatever there is. This. If I forgot to take challah, for instance, so I take the Issei, I take a part of the Issei on the first day, and I say, if today is Yontef and tomorrow is Chayil, I don't do anything. Then the next day, I take the same portion, and I say, If today is Yontef, tomorrow Chayil dancing, but if tomorrow is Yontef and today is Chayil, I am mafresh. In a sense, arizut ruma, arizut chal. Tomorrow I say the same thing. If yesterday was Yontef, today is Chayil, I do mafresh, I do set up part of the chal. If yesterday was Chayil, today is Yontef, I don't do anything. It's a loch in masne odom, mini achotom in ruvit afshim al tnai, mafresh min atev al tnai. So the Rambam says in Perek Vov Meches Yontef, כל הדברים האלה שאמרנו, that one can be mafresh tever, and can lay an Erev Tafshilin, hoyu bizman sheyobezn mekatshin al peri. This happened only during the time when Bezn used to designate the month al peri. Voyu bnei agolies, those who were lived outside of Eretz Israel, the diaspora, eisim shnei yomim, they used to observe 2 days, kedei leistalek min hasofek, in order simply because they were involved in that. They didn't know, actually, they didn't know which day is the genuine Yom. Lefishele hoi yedim yem shekitshu bnei Eretz Yisrael. They simply didn't know. Aval ayem, but nowadays, she bnei Eretz Yisrael semchim al ha-cheshm, I mean, that we rely on ha-cheshm, the calendar, ein yom tefsheni listalek min ha-sofek. Is the whole sofek, the character of sofek is eliminated from yom tefsheni. Elo minag bilvad. What is minag bilvad means? It's not b'teres sofek, but b'teres vada. Both days are yontef b'teres vada. That's what the Rambam says. He's the only one among all the shenis. I haven't found another edition of Sefer Yechiel. The Rebbe, of course, disagrees, no doubt about it. But I haven't come across any edition who should agree with the Rambam or concur with it. Elo minek bevat. What's mean minek bevat? This minek I've seen in Biyadeinu. It means to the exclusion of Sefer. It means that we observe both days as what? As vadai. But however, it means Yom Tov Sheni, if Yom Tov Sheni is Sofek, please, I'll just finish the Ram. And therefore, I do state hereby. Shein me'ar evodom u'masne b'zman hazeh. A man cannot amin le'an erov tafshil, a conditional erov tafshil. Le'eru v'tafshil v'le'eru v'chatzeres. V'le'eshi tufe me'voyes. V'le ma'aser ha'tevel al'tnai. I cannot set apart trume u'maisres, or chale al'tnai. El ha'keil me'arev yon tebovat. He has to do everything me'arev yon. Basically, I want to tell you that we don't pass now me'arev odom erov v'tafshil al'tnai. We have accepted, not the Shulchan Aruch, but accepted the Rambam's opinion. In practice, for instance, one had forgets an Erev Tavshilun, what did he do? Comes to the Rav, what does the Rav ask him? All right, you rely on my Erev Tavshilun. I've never witnessed that he should be advised to make an Erev Tavshilun on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, of course, without a broche, out now. Yes. We don't do it now. But this is the Rambam's opinion. However, I haven't found another issue who concurs with Rambam. So what is the Rambam shita now? What is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus? Vada is, it's easy to say Vada. Minik means Vada. It's a minute. It's a minute means Vada. Sofik is also minute. The minute don't place the emphasis upon minute. Minik it means Vada. It's Vada, this minute. Minik I've seen in Yerena. That's what the Rambam calls. But what is Yom Tov Sheni? If Yom Tov Sheni is Sofek, we understand its character. We understand the substance of Yom Tov Sheni. We understand what it is, its position. But if Yom Tov Sheni is Vada, as the Rambam says, no, never mind Joshua, take Shavuos. Why Shavuos? Take Shavuos. Shavuos is one day. Is according to us, the second day of Shavuos, is Shavuos only one day. Actually, now calendar of Shavuos is also one day. But simply, it's a Sofek. When are the first or the second day? This, if Yom Tov Sheni is Sofek, correct? Correct. Shavuos. According to Rambam, Shavuos is 2 days. Pesach is 8 days. And Sukkot Plash Menatzeres is 9 days. Correct? What does it mean, Shavuos 2 days? It means that Yom Tov Sheni is a day which was declared also Bimlochem. Correct. Was a doubt endowed by Bezn Shalil Hasheni. So Bezn Shalil Hasheni is the Bezn who introduced Sholcha Metam Minag Avisechem B'yetchem, the Hilal Hasheni, who established the calendar. The Cheshm, who is responsible for the Cheshm. It was endowed by the Bezn of Hilal Hasheni with what? This Kedusha Sayyei, which results in what? And it results in what? In Nisa Meloche, and also in the mitzvahs, which are typical of the day. For instance, the second day of Pesach, you not only refrain from Meloche, you do more than that. You're private Aseder, you say a broche. As if it is Sofek, you understand very well. Perhaps the first day, perhaps the second day. I am a broche, but Sofek, the Gemara says, because the Leos and Zuzulabay, they introduce broche for Sofek as well. So you understand the idea that you observe a Seder for the second night. But according to the Rambam, there is no Sofei, but they added, Minag Aveseinu B'yodeinu, Minag Aveseinu. All right, why should I observe a Seder? What for? I'm quite certain, and this is sure, and I'm sure, that the last night was the proper Leil Pesach, the Leil Chamish also. So apparently this is the halacha of Minag Aveseinu B'yodeinu, that first of all you have to abstain from halacha, abstention from halacha, and also they've established Kedushas Hayeim not only with regard to halacha, but Kedushas Hayeim vis-a-vis mitzvahs, which are tied up or linked up with the first day. It's an identical day of your day, an additional day of Yom Tov. which was equated or identified with what?
The first day,
whatever is being done or being practiced on the first is repeated on the second. If Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyis is a suffix, you don't repeat anything. You don't repeat anything if Yom Tov Sheni is a suffix. You do it because the first night is completely declared as invalid and worthless, you see. But if Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyis is not suffix, but Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyis is vadai, you repeat. This is aloche. It's a yim neisaf, which the Chazal, which Bezn Shalil Hasheni, has now invested with Kedushas Hayayim with regard to both aspects. Concerning Yisro Meloche and concerning Mitzvah Sanei. It's a strange chitte, but this is Shitzaran. Of course, correct, you're right. So comes the Chinuch, Rabbein Aaron Halevi, and says, according to the Rambam, is the whole sugya in Beitze, Anilat Bezeh, Mutar Bezeh, or milk, that means, which milk or Beitzim, or cholov of Beitzim, Anilat Bezeh, Mutar Bezeh, is abundant. It applies only to Zman or here, cannot apply to Zman Achim. Because why is Anilat Bezeh, Mutar Bezeh? Because it's same in Monetshare. If yesterday was Chayil, so what is Chayil Mechil Yontek? If yesterday was Yom Tov, so what do I care on the second day? It's Chayil, I said, well, but according to the Rambam, the both days are complete Yom Tov, are Yom Tov v'teres vaday, in Nilat Bezeh, as was it, and the Chinuch for the Tzarnit is not late. It says, according to the Divrei Rabbeinu HaGadol, Nilat Bezeh b'zman hazeh, asur bezeh. And there is no distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Shor Yom Tov. We know that Neilat Bazeh, Asura Bazeh is limited to Rashanos. Yem Arichter, longest. No, Lachin Olam. However, if you'll take a look in Rambam, Pirek Aleph. Pirek Aleph, Aloha Chopalef. So the Chinuch said it. Logically, he's right. But if the Chinuch had investigated the Rambam carefully, Pirek Aleph, he would have seen that the Rambam is not in agreement with him. Even though the Rambam declared both days Yom Tov as well, Vaday, but still it passes Neilat Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Take a look, Chof Aleph. Perek Aleph Miches Yom Tov Aloche Chof Aleph, if you have a Rambam. Perek Aleph Miches Yom Tov Aloche Chof Aleph. Ze shanu eisim b'chutzo l'oretz kol Yom Tov me'ilu shnei yomim minagru. So the Rambam doesn't speak about Zman Ariyah. It says shanu eisim. Minagru, minagru, b'seich ha'biyat. ויום טוב שני מדברי ספרים הוא, ומדבורים שנשחטשו בגולס. ונעשים בני ארץ ישראל שני יומים טובים, אלו בראש השונה בלבד. ובהלכת קידוש החידש, מספר זה, נבהיר איכר מנהג זה, ומאי זה טעם, עשים ראש השונה שני יום וחומקת. So about what Yom Tov Sheni is the Rambam speaking about Yom Tov Sheni בזמן הרי, Yom Tov Sheni בזמן אחר, בזמן הרי. Of course. Now, Yom Tov Sheni Chof Beis, Af Al Pi Shu Midivrei Seferim, Kol Dovar Shoser Berishon, Oser B'Sheni. Fine. This is Halacha Chof Beis. Halacha Chof Daled, this is Shnei Yom Tovim Elu Shel Goyis. So what Yom Tov Sheni is it? Bizman Hazeh. Shtei Kedushas Seim Veinon Ki Yemechot, Lefi Kol Dovar Sheyem Mukze B'Yom Tov Rishon, Shnei Lat Bo Rishon, אם מכין איסי לשני, הרי זה מותר. כיצד ביצו שנהל דבורישן תיוכל בשני. חייב ואייב, שניצי דבורישן יוכל בשני. דובר המחובה לקרקע, שנקע בורישן יוכל בשני. באמת דובר אמורים בשני יום של שטיידים של גוליאס, על שני יום של ראש השונה. The חינוך says, is right, logically, the conclusion is right, logically. But the Rambam, I'm sorry. stated in unequivocal terms, you know, that Neil de Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh, is even understood. In my opinion, the question is absolutely, actually not valid. There's no doubt that the Ram Paskus, the Tibnus Manazeh, Neil de Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. And that's the way we are Paskus. I've never heard of anybody who should say that the Ram Neil de Bazeh is Asura Bezeh, with the exception, of course, of Rosh Hashanah. Basically, you take the Sugya, for instance, Yom Tov Shabbos HaSmuchim Zawazeh. The Machleke, some Roim, Yom Tov Shabbos HaGmorim Beitz. Yom Tov Shabbos HaSmuchim Zawazeh is a Machleke, some Roim, whether Neil de Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, or Neil de Bezeh Asura Bezeh. So the Gemara says, what's the machlekes? Whether Yom Tov Shabbos are Shtei Kedushas, or Yom Tov Shabbos are Kedushas. If Yom Tov Shabbos are Shtei Kedushas, in Neil de Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, and if Yom Tov Shabbos are Kedushas, in Neil de Bezeh Asura Bezeh. So the Gemara then said, the Gemara asks, everybody agrees Yom Tov Shabbos Shtei Kedushas, the Gemara says in Shabbos Mechav Yom Tov, anyway. So the Gemara, if Yom Tov Shabbos take dushes in Neil de Bezeh, should be muteres Bezeh. Yom Tov Shabbos there is safek, echad chayil ve'echad kederes. The half safek is. If Yom Tov falls coincide with falls on Sunday. What I say, Neil de Bezeh muteres Bezeh. Why I'll tell you manasha. Is what? Is Shabbos what? It's impossible to say something. The So the Gemara, if Yom Tov Shabbos take dushes in Neil de Bezeh, should be muteres Bezeh. Yom Tov Shabbos there is safek, echad chayil ve'echad kederes. The half safek is. If Yom Tov falls coincide falls on Sunday. What I say, Neil de Bezeh muteres Bezeh. Why I'll tell you manasha. Is what? Is Shabbos what? It's impossible to say something. So both are doing. And still the Gemara says that Yom Tov Shabbos, if there are Shtei Kedushas, Neil de Bezeh should be muteres Bezeh. But there's another reason which is Neil de Bezeh muteres Bezeh. So what do you need more? Rabbi Yesi in the Mishnah and Erev things that Rosh Hashanah is also Neil de Bezeh muteres Bezeh. Because he thinks that Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedushas. No one has ever said that Rosh Hashanah is Safek Chayil, Safek Kedesh. Certainly there are other. So what do you see from it? What do you see? What do you conclude from it? What do you infer? That Beit Zoshe Neil de Bezeh muteres Bezeh is not built, is not based on Safek. Because had it been, or were it based, had it been resting on Safek, is our problem, but that when he became, he was very young, he became Rabbi Rasein. Rasein was a year, Melech HaChom V'Sefer. So it happened that there was an old Dayan who was in town. He died Erev Yom Tov. An old Dayan, a great Balei Roeh, very outstanding, that scholar was. So the people Erev Yom Tov, if they had buried him Erev Yom Tov, so they wouldn't, there wouldn't have been many people on me at the funeral, and it was not liquidated. So they came, asked my father whether they have a right to postpone the levaya for Yom Tov Sheni Shavuot. Father said yes. Of course, then the rabbanim around on him rose in protest indignantly, because father says Yom Tov Mes be Yom Tov Sheni is not a teiche Yom Tov. Not a teiche Yom Tov. If Mes be Yom Tov Sheni, kuros a mes, would be Deche Yom Tov, override Yom Tov. Yom Tov prevails, the Kedushas Hayim. But mitzvahs, kvuras meisim, override the Kedushas Hayim of Yom Tov Sheni. Then, if it were Tchiye, then we have the old rule of Rove, kol mokim shef shalekayim shneem, izei nese Deche leises. There is no Tchiye if you can get out of the dilemma not to violate. Is if the aloche would be that mes is Deche, that the Rabbonon of Yom Tov Sheni, then I couldn't postpone a funeral until the second day, because this would be against the aloche afrove, kol mokim shef shal lekayim shneem, izei nese decha leise. But the Gemara says, Oma rove mes biyom tefrishin yisasku beyamimim, biyom tefsheni yisasku beyisrael, vafil biyom tefsheni shal resha shone, my time
Yontev Sheni Legabenes Kehol Shabbat Yom Rabban. It's not Chie. It's not Chie. There is no Kedushas Hayom. The Hayom is Chie. The Hayom is Chie. V'Horaya, the Gemara says, not only the Kluy is Mutar. You may even cut a Hodes. You may cut a Hodes in order, I mean, to adorn, to decorate out in the coffin. What's got to do with the mitzvah of Kvura? You know, the Aloha Ador Yontev Sheni is Chie. Is Chie. Yontev Sheni is Chayil. If it is Chayil, why not postpone for the first day in Sakhalin? But since the Rabbonim around, the father was very young, rose indignantly, but that time, I mean, there was Reb Chaim was still alive, so father wrote, sent him a telegram, Reb Chaim. He didn't answer. So he wrote him a long letter. He didn't answer the letter either. No. Reb Chaim is there. So he didn't know. Of course, he didn't ask any questions. All right, the storm came down. I mean, right? So then he met Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim told him, listen, gepasken das du richtig. Na, if du meinst, dass du ist alt, schon neues getracht, machst das richtig. I know what Reb Chaim had in mind, anyway. Now let me just finish. You just reminded me of this story. Now let me finish just. I want to say a few words about something else. Rabbi Yechanan's Bezak Haita Kone is the Gemara says Zeich Ale Mikdash. It's the Gemara says. The Gemara, the Mishnah. The Mishnah, huh? Oh, yes. The Mishnah says Zeich Ale Mikdash. Since Suki and Rosh Hashanah, it's two places. We'll take Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Rosh Hashanah. Yom Rosh Hashanah. The Roshenu Alunat Nitl B'Migdosh Shiva M'Mdina Yemechot M'Shechorav Beis HaMigdosh Hizker Rabbi Yechem Mezakai Shiyei Yulef Nitl B'Mdina Shiva Zeicha L'Migdosh. And the Gemara asks, "Uminolum davdinen zeicher lemidosh?" Where did Rabbi Yechem Zakai formulate? I mean, why did he formulate such a halacha that actually we have got to put up a memorial to this mikdash? You know, it's a reminder. It's too late, what?
No. Just the microphone.
Domakro ki ele arucho loch umakasayich erpoich. It's a pasuk in Yom Yom. Unum ad Hashem ki nitcho koraloch. They call you the abandoned, ki nitcho koroloch, seeing he, dereshein lo. Apparently, the Danish Lam says, the Navi says, that Tzien has been abandoned by everybody. No one, I mean, is cognizant of Tzien or conscious of the Chum. Miklal de Boyed Rishi, apparently, that would be proper to remember Tzien. Basically, it's questioning, why did the Gemara had to reach out so far, in order to establish the principle that it's necessary to remember Tzien Beis HaMikdash, hapas b'miskochach Yerushalayim tishkach yimini, tidbak l'sheni l'chikim l'yeskerechi, im la'ales Yerushalayim oresim chosam. I believe the pasuk in Tehillim expresses the idea in more convincing and conclusive terms than the pasuk in Yom Yom. The Novi complains that Tzien is considered as abandoned, completely hopeless. I mean, no one actually is concerned with Tzien. Basically, it's not remembered. No one is concerned. Apparently, we should display concern for Tzien. And this is Zeich LeMikdash. While the pasuk in Tehillim is a clear-cut statement that the Jews have taken upon themselves by an oath
not to forget
Tzien, Mishkoch Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Tidbak L'Sheni L'Chikim L'Yizkorechim L'Ales Yerushalayim Al Reishtim Chosi. Interesting is that the Gemara in Baba Basra derived from the Pasuk in L'Ales Al Yerushalayim Al Reishtim Chosi a long series of halachas. Zecher, when he's Messiah, this basei, if he paint the house, he should leave Amor Lamo and Amor Square above the doorway, unpainted. החוסן מניח חיפה, גוזרו לטרס חסנים, אמין, ג'ולה ודרמו, אמין, צופורת רע. קייר, עוד מיני הלוכת, גמורם בבסרד, אין דף חסכי סבתי. אני שרולוך, אין דף פוסחים מסכוכך ירושלים, תשכחי מינית, לא שנחיקים להסכייכי. אמין, לגמור הספיק סבת לולך. The Gemara did not utilize this pasuk. The Gemara knew the pasuk. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Baba Basra. Yeah, here the Gemara found the pasuk, which is, of course, the semantics would confirm the idea, the thought that tzir requires concern on our part and remembrance, but it's not as explicit as it is. Basically, I want to say there are two kinds of schiras as far as sin is concerned. I mean, it's halachically correct. I'm not saying any drush now. One schira is I have to remember whom, Beis HaMikdash, the disaster, the catastrophe that happened, that we've lost everything. Beis HaMikdash, the land, our freedom, our people, everything. Remembrance of catastrophe, of disaster. Of the great national disaster which occurred in Tisha B'Av. This must be remembered. So this remembrance is a source of what? Of what kind of an emotional state? Of avilis, mourning, of grief, of sadness, of depression. This is. Then there is another mitzvah of Sfirah. To remember Tzion al bibin yono, the glory of the past. Not only the disaster of the past should be remembered, but the glory of the past as well. We should, and this remembrance, this concern, should engender not sadness, but pride and joy. Pride and joy. And this is exactly where Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai introduced Lulav. Bimdino kol shiva, what is the mitzvah lulav b'migdosh? How do you reformulate the mitzvah lulav b'migdosh? How? Usmachter. Basically, the mitzvah lulav b'migdosh, the third shiur, which will be mailed out this week, you'll find, a couple of pages dealing with this problem. Der ulkachtem und der esmachtem differ not only as to the time limit, Ulkachtem is confined to one day, and Usmachtem extends to 7 days. More than that, the quality of the mitzvah, the conceptual substance of the mitzvah of Usmachtem differs from the mitzvah Ulkachtem. Ulkachtem is a mechanical mitzvah, a performance. I have to pick up a lulav. The Gemara said, Midiagbe kan nofigbe. Once I picked up the lulav, I fulfilled a mitzvah which is achieved through exercising my muscles, for example, through physical motion, through the movements of my fingers and my hand. It's a mitzvah whose fulfillment is attained by what? By a physical performance. What do you say? Yeah, more if you utilize the language of the Chavis Avonis. Yeah, he speaks about Chavis Avonis. Chavis Avonis, correct, he's right. He's right, Khan is right. Yes, he's correct. Yeah. However, usmachtem, of course, it's beluef. But then, is the kiyum of ulkachtem, is a kiyum bimitzi, beyat, simply beyat.
Physical
performance. However, usmachtem, the masse of mitzvah, the technique, the medium of fulfillment, is a physical one, mechanical one. Picking up the luef, holding it. Of course, I have to exercise my muscles to do it. But a kiyuma mitzvah is beloved, what I say. You know, I always distinguish between mitzvahs, that a kiyum is the maise itself, the maise mitzvah, the kiyuma mitzvah, are commensurate, and certain mitzvahs, the maise mitzvah, and the kiyuma mitzvah, are incommensurate at all. They're incongruous. They abide in different dimensions. For instance, I always give Shema Yisrael. The Maisa Mitzvah is reading, recital, speech. The Kima Mitzvah is Kabbalah Selma Hoshamayim. Tfile, The Maisa Mitzvah is again recital, speech. The Kiyama Mitzvah, Avinish Loeb, it's surrender to the Rebbeinu Shalala. The same, Tshuva, yes, because we do it. The same I say even Avelis, I say. Avelis, or rather, there is, we have a system, a practical system, how Avelis should be observed. The Rambam counts ten kinds of new Avelis. I mean, Shoe and Meloche and Chitze, Shtie. But this is the Maise, a mitzvah, is the physical observance of Avelis. A certain mode of observing. The mode of observing is physical. But a Kiyuma mitzvah, the ideal, the objective of Avelis is Kiyum Belev. Shein Aninus El Belev, the Mishnah says. I'll give you an example. For instance, imagine that a novel will take off his shoes and everything. He wouldn't wash, wouldn't use ointments, wouldn't go to his store, everything. But he'll put on the television or listen to concert. Or call in an orchestra, should play music for him. Do you think that this observance, I mean, has accomplished anything? Certainly not. Because the purpose of the observance is Kiyum Belev, is an experience, basically. It's an experience of grief, and so forth. And I can give you the same. Why did Gemara say, as Ovul and Unei Gavilusa Biyontef? Why? Simcha de Rabim, the Doche Ese de Yochid. So I'll ask you, do you have a Dinish Shulchan Aruch that a novel, that a Yontef you must wear shoes? What if you wear sneakers a Yontef? I've never found this loch aloche, that one must walk in shoes, in leather shoes. What, I have shoes of cloth? I cannot put on a shoe, I'm not supposed to put on a shoe of cloth on Yontef. And who says that Yontef I have to sit on the chair, or make a comfortable seat, or not have a car? When I have to wash on Yontef, I wouldn't wash on Yontef. So where did Chazal find the conflict, the discrepancy between Simchas Yontef and Avelis? As far as the media, the external media of Avelis and the external, a novel is permitted to eat basar and to drink as much wine as he wants. On the contrary, the Mechazal, they used to have Esau cases, used to drink 10 cups of wine open with brachas, Gemara Chazal, so many cases we saw them. So there is no prohibition, there is no injunction against drinking wine. So where did Chazal find the discrepancy or the incommensurability or the conflict between what and what? It's not as far as the media of practicing Avelis is concerned. The Maisei HaMitzvah. The Kiyum is different. There is a Kiyum of Simche, the experience, and there is a Kiyum of grief of Avelis. The Kiyum is mutually exclusive, you understand very well. It's basically the mitzvah Lulev. In Mikdosh belongs into that dimension. That the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyuma Mitzvah are two separate things which cannot be merged. The Maisa Mitzvah, what is the Maisa Mitzvah? The Kiyuma Mitzvah. The Kiyuma Mitzvah. The Kiyum is there. There is a Kiyum of Simche, the experience, and there is a Kiyum of grief of Avelis. The Kiyum is mutually exclusive, you understand very well. It's basically the mitzvah Lulev in Mikdosh belongs into that dimension. That the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum Mitzvah are two separate things which cannot be merged. The Maisa Mitzvah, what is the Maisa Mitzvah? The Kiyuma Mitzvah had identified the Mitzvah b'Mikdosh with that of the Gvum, so the Tere would have said, Ulkachtem lochem b'yei morishem, Ulkachtem shivas yomim lifnei adeshem rekechem. The Torah has changed them in the formula. When the Torah decreed the mitzvahs, Nitila is one of the Marishans, so the Torah employed the term of Ulkachtem. Once the Torah, began to speak about Mikdosh, is a different term was employed. What term? Usmachtem. because here the Maisa Mitzvah and the Akiyum HaMitzvah lie in two separate dimensions. The Akiyum HaMitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah is Lekicha and Netila, the same. The Akiyum, Esrik Bimi, Esrik Bismeilu, Bimi, you know that. Yeah. So the medium is completely external, concrete, mechanical. The Akiyum HaMitzvah is Osmachtem Lifnei Hashem. The experience of joy while standing before the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Not just joy. Joy is not enough. Joy while one is conscious of the presence of the Almighty. It's a funny combination. Joy in the in experiencing the presence of the Almighty. If Rabbi Yechem Zakkai said Zecha LeMikdash, what did he want Zecha LeMikdash in order to arouse in us a feeling of sadness and grief? It would not be Mekai in the Mitzvah. Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai wanted that the joy that the Jew used to experience in Beis HaMikdash, the inspiration by which he used to be overcome, overpowered in Beis HaMikdash, Chazal said that the inspiration was overwhelming, that Yehine HaNovi actually walked into the Beis HaMikdash and became inspired and walked out, I mean, the Israeli is nothing. It's the great experience of Amido Lifnei Ad Hashem should be continued even after the disaster which has taken away everything from us had occurred and perpetuated throughout the generations, regardless of place and regardless of time. No distance can a Jew take away from Lifnei Ad Hashem. As long as the Beis HaMikdash was Kayom, so the Jew used to meet the Rebbeinu Shlomo in Beis HaMikdash. But if there is no Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Chachomim were faced by two alternatives. One alternative to declare there is no Lifnei Hashem for a Jew anymore, because there is no Beis HaMikdash. If this is the case, means to undermine the very existence of the Jewish people. How can the Jewish people continue to exist and perpetuate, their spiritual identity if they lack the basing experience of Lifnei Ad Hashem, which is the central experience in Yahadus. Shivisa Hashem l'nek disomit. So Chachomim, first alternative, couldn't accept. That's why they rejected. So they accepted the second alternative. Just the reverse of the first alternative. What is the second alternative? Second alternative, if there is no Beis HaMikdash, let us sanctify the whole world. Wherever, every place. Every place, even on the moon, on the planet, every place, wherever a Jew will abide, wherever a Jew will live, wherever a Jew will stand, he'll find the Rebbeinu Shlomo there. The Midosh has been expanded, ad infinitum. So this is a second Sechira. This is not the Sechira of whom the Chosen, takes ashes, or you leave an empty square armor, not unpainted. This is the great sphere, this is the greatest sphere of Yerushalayim b'mei binyonim, of the Mikdosh al-Mechene, when every Jew had access to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And how do you realize that sphere? How do you realize that sphere? Not just by remembering, by simply experiencing the Rebbeinu Shlomo everywhere, in every place, all over the world. It becomes the Beis HaMikdash expands universally to the entire globe, to the entire world. Wherever a Jew finds himself, wherever a Jew, is exiled, at the end of the globe, there is a Beis HaMikdash and there is Lifnei Hashem. This was Rabbi Yechonon B'Zakkai's Takon. This is a new Sechira. It's perpetuation of the Beis HaMikdash, an expansion of the Beis HaMikdash. I call it is basically it is Gdush imperialism. Really, we are accused now of being imperialists. It is Gdush imperialism. Once upon a time we are satisfied with Lifnei Ad Hashem on a certain mount. Rabbis, how large was the area of that mount? Small area. Take a look now, small area. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, consumed by the flames, is then we became imperialists. Gdusha began to expand. Gdusha has the quality of his pashtus. Pashto Gdusha Bekula. The Gdusha began to expand and conquer the entire world. and conquer the temple. And this is the second kind of sphere which Rabbi Yechon Zakkai has introduced. And the Gemara says, Uminol be'avdinen zeichelish in the Migdosh. The Gemara couldn't say, Mishkochach Yerushalayim tishkach yemini tibak lishen lechiki. There is a sphere remembrance of disaster, of Chorben, of losing the most beautiful, the most precious. This is not sphere, it is drishe. Drishe is different from sphere. Drishe means, what does drishe mean basically? Seeking, searching. Adresh ochicho esei. Vroim leikori vachicho eilecho. Amitzi en avede. Vaasafte alter besecho. Vroim adresh ochicho esei. If the Rebbeinu Shalom is not available in Yerushalayim, Harabayis, you have to search for it. Bizman HaMikdosh, a Jew didn't have to search for it. He came into the Azor. It was a different environment. He became inspired. He found the Rebbeinu Shalom immediately. Whether he was sensitive or was insensitive, whether he understood the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash and the glory and the sanctity, whether he did not understand, even the farmer and the shepherd from the Galil or from the far Negev, I mean, could see beauty in Beis HaMikdash, could see something exalted, something spiritual, something great. However, to find the Rebbeinu Shalom in Goles, in exile. Then it was simple, I always say. When you say Sholish Pamin, Yoroi Kos Ruchos, Pnei Odein, Adeshem, Rekei Yisroel, you come in, you walk in, you are in an environment of Gabdili Yisroel, of Kenim, Levim, I mean, there are Nisim, Beis HaMikdash, miracles occurred. So, I mean, the experiencing the presence of God is relatively a simple matter. There was no need, I mean, for a great person or for a sensitive mind and a very perceptive heart, I mean, to feel the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. However, Picoles is just to walk in is very hard. Dirsha Hashem b'motze. But when one of the most Elish, I saw Yom Shmeresh Hashanah in Makipurim, there is Sheila. You've got to look for the Rebbeinu Shalom and search for him the way a person searches for an Avede. We lost him, we have to recover him. There is Sheila. There is no one who is ready to search and to seek and to make an effort to find the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because now the Beis HaMikdash is everywhere. And that's what Rabbi Yechon Zakkai introduced. With his takone. It's not just a mitzvah lekiras lulav of shaking the lulav, it's more than that. I mean, it is implied in the mitzvah. It is simply expanding dusha and finding the Rebbeinu Shalom in every environment, in every society, in every generation, all the time, and everywhere, but even on the moon.